Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you. Chicago's Black Business Network is giving away free 90-day business directory listings. Did we say free? That's right, free. Get a 90-day business directory listing at chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com. Expand your outreach, meet new clients, visit Chicago's, that's Chicago with an S, chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com for details. Chicago's Black Business Network, changing the way that Chicago connects to the world. Sonia Cassandra Perdue, founder.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
People like you and me get caught in the middle of it.
Well, what's wrong with them?
Baby, I don't know. They need change in their life.
Yeah.
Welcome to Black Wall Street Chicago Speaks for Thursday, January 21st, 2010, with your host, Mr. Ron Carter, Chairman of Black Wall Street Chicago. This is Sonia Perdue, founder of Chicago's Black Business Network.com, and I will be Mr. Carter's co-host for this show. We want to thank each of you for joining us this evening. Black Wall Street Chicago Speaks is on the air every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. And we want you to share in this opportunity to serve the African-American businesses of the past, the present, and the future by calling in and being part of the solution. Our caller number is 347-326-9477. Our caller number is 347-326-9477. The chat room is open. Leave your company information and website links in the chat room. Press the number 1 if you would like to speak to our guests or if you have a comment. You can also listen to us live at www.blogtalkradio.com/CBBN. Good evening, Ron. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you, Sonia?
I'm doing great, Ron.
Good. I'm doing this here again, and I'm feeling good about it. Long week, but we're here and moving forward on the agenda that we are pursuing out here.
That's right, and we're going to keep on moving forward. We got a long way to go, but we're taking it step by step, and it's exciting, too. The show is going well. You get prepared for the summit on February 27th. A lot of things going on. Now, Ron, our guest this evening will be Mr. LaShawn K. Ford, Illinois State Representative out of the 8th District, located on the west side of Chicago. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about our guest?
Sure. Representative Ford has a very interesting background. He's an entrepreneur into real estate, and he's part of many committees of the Illinois Senate. He has a background in real estate. He's a founder of the Ford Diverse Realty. He has received a BS in education from Loyola University. He's a former history teacher and a basketball coach for Chicago Public Schools. He's licensed a real estate broker and a member of the Chicago and National Association of Realtors. And he's a board member of the Austin YMCA on the west side of Chicago, a board member of the Circle Family Care, a board member of the Austin Chamber of Commerce, and he just have a rich of community relations and representation along with his broad responsibilities of a state representative, and especially with the intense committees that he's a part of. And also going to his site, you can see a lot of the different initiatives that he has taken on, which we are going to be discussing this night as it relates to sustaining and increasing Black businesses.
You know, Ryan, when we want to speak about our young people, this is the type of people that we are talking about. He has a lot of credentials there. We really appreciate him taking the time. He was so gracious today. We really appreciate him taking the time out of his schedule because we know his schedule is full, and joining us. And that's the type of people we have working in our community. We can talk about the other side, but this is the side we're going to bring forth and keep on the mind of the people of Chicago. That's what we're going to do right here on Black Wall Street Chicago Speaks. We're going to talk about people like this young man, Mr. LaShawn K. Ford, and all the things that he's doing in the community. Not talking about it, but moving forth, doing it, and growing into it. But, Ron, before we bring our guests on the air, before we go to the phone lines, and I want to tell you, too, and I didn't tell you, Princess Allison, chairman of Black Wall Street Chicago Madison Division, will be joining us this evening. We thought this would be of interest to all of you since he is in the district that Mr. Ford does serve. But before we do that, why don't you share with our audience some of the accomplishments of the reception for Black Wall Street Chicago that was held last Friday at the offices of South Street Journal, and tell them who was in attendance at that event.
Well, you know, sometimes it's we mix that social environment with the agenda of sustaining and increasing businesses. it takes on a fun type of atmosphere. And we almost want to just enjoy our accomplishments without even thinking about them based on the good company that we had last Friday. But even with the good company and the good surroundings and the good spirits that we had, we still was coming together for a cause of what we have done and what we are looking at to do moving to Summit 11 of Black Wall Street. But this last Friday, State Senator Donnie Trotter joined the Black Wall Street along with Cheryl Jackson of the formerly of the Chicago Urban League CEO, and now she is a candidate running for U.S. Senate with a host of business people. You were there, Sonia, with joining us. We had the black contractors in the neighborhood with us. We had representatives throughout being a part of the celebration in which we gave Donnie Trotter an award, which he stated that, why do I have to get an award for something I needed to be doing anyway? But we feel as though that what he did was led the Illinois Senate to pass legislation in identifying the Black Wall Street district of 75th Street. And once he did that, I'm not for sure how much he knows that impact, but people as far as California, Oakland, California, our headquarters of Black Wall Street, as well as people from Atlanta, Des Moines, and Texas, and Tulsa, Oklahoma, whose spirit of Black Wall Street was ecstatic about this legislation passed. So what we were celebrating is not necessarily moving into Black History Month, but we have actually producing Black history as we live now with such a legislation, because this legislation also leads the way to other initiatives with the mission of sustaining and increasing Black businesses, targeting as one initiative of 75th Street from State Street to Cottage Grove, which is probably about a 3-mile stretch of businesses which are 90% black-owned, which is a rarity, sorry to say, in the United States. And that's related to Los Angeles, Harlem of New York, even Atlanta with its large population. So it was in the spirit of Black Wall Street to sustain and increase black businesses, but we had an array of people coming together celebrating under the spirit of social networking and moving forward for our Summit 11, again, that will take place February the 27th. So it was a good. Matter of fact, you was there, Sonia, and, you know, it seems as though you came to another event we had there. It seems like you just blend right on in and taking care of business under the cover of socializing with a cause.
It's absolutely true. I was born to network, and Mr. Prentice Allison was there, and you come out to the events, and it encompasses all of those ideas, all of those things. And you come out and you meet the people in the community who are actually out there working. They're networking. They have businesses. We're connecting. I was born to network, and that's what we do. That's what we do. You're listening to Black Wall Street Chicago Speaks with host Ron Carter, and I'm Sonia Perdue. Now, Ron is not only the chairman of Black Wall Street Chicago, but like most of us, we wear two or three hats, and Ron is the editor and publisher of South Street Journal. Just tell them a little bit about South Street Journal and how they can contact the newspaper to report a news story or place an ad, and then we're going to go to go to a short break, and we're going to go to Mr. Ford because he is on the line with us. But just tell us how to contact the newspaper. The newspaper, South Street
Well,
Journal.
Just call us directly at area code 312-624-8351. We have the latest edition of South Street Journal will be hitting the streets tomorrow morning. Those that are not able to be here in Chicago, give us a call. We'll send a copy to you. but it's a 16-year-old paper, very progressive, and sometimes it's not a matter of reporting the news, but we're sometimes creating and engaging in the news as well, and that's generally the content of South Street Journal. So it goes hand in hand with Black Wall Street, as me being chairman of that and publisher of South Street Journal as well.
That's great, Ron. As a matter of fact, South Street Journal has a special offer for all of the listeners of Black Wall Street Chicago Speaks. Place an ad with South Street Journal between now and February 27th, the date for Black Wall Street Chicago Summit 11, and receive 10 MP3 ad announcements on an upcoming segment of Black Wall Street Chicago. Once again, place an ad with the South Street Journal between now and February 27th, and you will receive 10 MP3 ad announcements on an upcoming show. That permits full coverage for your product or service in both the print media and to an internet audience, our audience. And that's a great deal. It goes nationwide. As a matter of fact, worldwide, Ron. We're all over the world.
I know it.
That's right. After you place your ad with South Street Journal, contact me, Sonia Perdue, at 312-239-8835 or by email for instructions on how to upload your ad. We look forward to growing with you. We've got a lot of things to do here, people, and we're going to get it done. You're listening to Black Wall Street Chicago Speaks with your host, Ron Carter. I'm Sonia Perdue. We're going to be right back after this break from one of our sponsors.
A successful special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size your special event may be.
Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. At Andy Clyde's, world-class service for our clients is standard. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hair stylists, and makeup artists, favors, daily plans for guests, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations.
Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. We are not locked in by guidelines passed down by corporate. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as dream weavers because we listen to what you want and get it done.
Our specialties are the vacation packages. Visit our website at www.andyclides.net to see examples of what sets our services above others.
And remember, at Andy Clides, we are your
dream.
We're back, and you're tuned into Black Wall Street Chicago Speaks with Mr. Ron Carter, Chairman of Black Wall Street Chicago. I'm Sonia Perdue. You are listening to Can We Change the World? And that is why we're here. We're here to change the world. Our caller number is 347-326-9477. If you have a comment, press the number 1, and that will send us a signal to bring you on the air. Our guest this evening is Mr. LaShawn K. Ford, Illinois State Representative of the 8th District in Chicago. We want to turn the show over to Mr. Ron Carter now, and we want to welcome Mr. Ford to the show.
Representative Ford.
Yes.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm fine. Thank you, Ron and Sonia.
Okay.
Good evening, sir.
Well, our pleasure welcoming you to Black Wall Street Speaks, and it's a great honor not only to the point of your accomplishments, but also to your legislative agenda that you have been moving forward as well. And as for your information, I'm not for sure if you're aware of how we have moved 75th Street on the south side, designated as the Black Wall Street District. But there's been some meetings going on the west side talking about the same initiative for Madison Street as a Black Wall Street District. Or are you aware of any of those activities?
Well, of course I am. I'm very aware. I work closely with Phyllis Logan and Green Acres. These are people, I think, that work closely with Black Wall Street. Is that correct?
You got it. You're right. Phyllis Logan is our legislative representative, which you're right on time